644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Anna Erickson, a Woodruff professor in nuclear and radiological engineering at Georgia Tech. Apparently couldn't make it as a communications major. Professor, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you eventually found your way.
Good morning, Tommy.
How you doing? I'm kidding about the communications major. You're a nuclear engineer, and Lord only knows how smart you have to be to do that. Let's talk about, I don't know where to begin with this. I see a piece you wrote about why the U.S. bombed a bunch of metal tubes. A nuclear engineer explains the importance of centrifuges to Iranian efforts to build nuclear weapons. How do we even start this conversation? Do you want to talk about nuclear power and your different types of uranium?
Well, this is a great question, Tommy. Thank you. I guess the reason I wrote this piece is because people kept asking, what's the big deal with Iran and why we send them planes, why we bombing those particular sites? So I went ahead and I wrote a piece explaining what the centrifuges are and why they were important to Iran's nuclear program. So this is where it started many years ago. Iran invested in peaceful nuclear program. And for a while, we were able to verify that they are not using the uranium for malicious purposes, like building a bomb. Don't worry, they still don't have one. But they were getting really close to dangerous levels of uranium, like 60% enrichment, which is far beyond that we need for peaceful purposes. So U.S. and Israel took initiative to actually have a forceful solution to the problem of Iran's enrichment activities.
How do, I don't even know how you go about determining, like, what's lighter uranium-235 from heavier uranium-238? How do we know what they have and what they didn't have?
Again, great question. So how do countries actually get peaceful nuclear power? They have to sign an agreement first. It's called Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So every country in the world that wants to have any nuclear capabilities has to sign a treaty indicating that they pledge not to build nuclear weapons. So as a result, the nuclear watchdog called the International Atomic Energy Agency, they are able to send inspectors to the sites of nuclear activities. So in Iran's case, the inspectors found signatures that the enrichment activities exceeded anything that they declared in the official paperwork. So this was announced to the United Nations and to the United States, of course, as a potential threat of nuclear weapon. So that's how we know, because Iran was actually subject to inspections, periodic inspections by the IAEA.
Let me take a break, Professor. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about Iranian nuclear weapons and what happened when the United States bombed them in centrifuges. Aaron Erickson, our guest, Woodruff Professor in Nuclear and Radiological Engineering at Georgia Tech. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. Traffic or not? Okay, no traffic. Let's get back to Anna Erickson, a Woodruff Professor in Nuclear and Radiological Engineering at Georgia Tech. Talking about the U.S. bombing a bunch of metal tubes in Iran. So, Professor, one thing that I had a problem with was it seems like initially they were saying we shouldn't have bombed Iran. Then they were saying that we didn't get it all. And it seems like, well, wait a minute, it can't be both. Either there was a reason to bomb them or there wasn't. And if there was a reason, well, then the question is, did we get it all? Thoughts on that?
Yes. So first of all, let's talk about what we bombed. We bombed the centrifuges. That's what I refer to as a bunch of metal tubes. Think of a centrifuge as basically a mechanical filter for atoms. It spins uranium really fast, 10 times faster than Corvette's engine. So it separates light uranium-235 from heavy, not very useful uranium-238. So what happens if you bomb the facility? You disrupt the operation. Right? So those centrifuges, they don't work well anymore. Even if you don't get them, the facility is just not going to be as efficient. So number one, we knew that the centrifuges were there, and we knew that they were used to enrich uranium to dangerous levels. So that's a fact. That was established by the inspectors. We, however, do not know whether we got all of them or not. But again, what we do know is that the enrichment activities were slowed down. And that's the important part today, that even if we didn't get all of the facilities through the bombing that was conducted by the U.S., we know that we affected the operation capacity and the efficiency.
So what happens from here, Professor?
Well, what happens from here is not clear, because Iran no longer allows inspection of the facilities. They kicked out the inspectors. They are not allowing anybody on site. So we don't know what happened to the program in long term. We also don't know if they're going to try to restart it. So what happens is we need to continue talking to the officials of Iran to make sure that we reestablish some sort of relationship in the long run to continue monitoring what they do.
When it comes to the underground nature of these things and the intelligence, knowing what we know, what we don't know, people have told me that intelligence at best is like a Van Gogh, where the dots, add up to a picture, at worst like a Jackson Pollock. How convinced are you that the intelligence that we have with what Iran is doing is accurate, and how concerned are you that Iran would get a nuclear weapon anytime soon?
Well, lucky for us, they probably do not have technology to actually get uranium to the levels you would need for an actual nuclear weapon. That's 90% enrichment, and they got up to 60. So that's a good thing. However, we don't know if they will restart the program. We know that they've done it once. We know they developed quite sophisticated metal tubes. Yes, the metal tubes, but they're very tightly controlled nuclear technology. So they know how to make them, and that's concerning. We can't necessarily erase the knowledge, right? And that's a primary concern today.
When it comes to the future and United States taking military action, do we continue to monitor the situation and bomb them when they get close? Or I know they have to. They want to enrich uranium for nuclear power, right? So when it comes to nuclear power, how do you draw the line between what they can do and what they can't do?
Well, what we need to continue is asking them to go back to the IAEA monitoring, because that's the only way for us to know what's really happening at the facilities. I don't know. Regarding the bombing, it's obviously beyond my pay grade, right? So we can bomb what's obvious, which were the facilities that we knew about. But if they continue going underground, that will be more difficult to access. So I think it's a very big problem right now. And there is no clear solution today.
Professor, when it comes to nuclear power in the United States, is that, and we only have a minute left here, but is that a thing that we should pursue more actively?
Well, nuclear power today provides 20% of our electricity. And one of the questions that I ask people is, how serious are we about the AI and this technology that everybody seems to be so fond of? Because AI consumes enormous amount of electricity. So if we're going to continue that path, the AI dominance, as the current administration indicated, the priority, we will need to invest more into energy in general and nuclear in particular, because we can't build just solar and wind. We need to rely on more stable electricity, and nuclear is the most stable.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Y'all, look, Dave Cohen's coming up next. I'm not feeling great. Dave's going to take over. And hopefully I'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. Dave Cohen's next. Stay tuned.